This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1707. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded February 6th, Australia, Benin, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Cuba, Greece, Japan, Jordan, Korea North, Mexico, Mongolia, Myanmar, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Oman, Puerto Rico, Russia, South Carolina, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Suriname, Tajikistan, Tatarstan, UK, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Now that summer vacations are over in Australia, Radio Australia has gone back to more or less normal programming, but there have been some time changes. There are a couple of shows which qualify for our listing of DX, SWL, and media programs at worldofradio.com, and we've got all the new times and frequencies for them on that schedule. A major change in our mornings is that relays of television news have shifted to 12:30 to 13:30 UT, which means various feature programs are more likely to show up at 1200 or 1330. That's on 9580 and 12065, the best frequencies reaching North America. And John Filiozzi of WWLGonline.com recommends another program. It's almost an hour long, featuring world music. It's called The Daily Planet, and in fact it's been on the air in Australia since 1995. Now it's on Radio Australia, Monday through Thursday at 17 UT. Its original airtime on ABC Radio National is 5 hours earlier at 1200 UT, and it's both broadcast and streamed at those times. Once summertime is over down under, it'll be 1 hour later on Radio National, and who knows when on Radio Australia. But they do keep an up-to-date schedule on their website. Although ELWA in Liberia has reactivated its own shortwave service, low-powered on 4760. In medium wave news, Stefan Schlifak, I think in Germany, reports hearing ELWA programming in a vernacular language on the high-power medium wave transmitter of Transworld Radio in Benin, 1566 kHz. It was Thursday, the 2nd of January, ending at 0326. Stig Hartvig Nielsen, the Danish DXer currently in Bolivia, answers a question on Hardcore DX about which Bolivian shortwave stations are actively on the air as of February 4th. To save time, I'll just mention the frequencies. DXers are quite familiar with which stations go with them. 3310, 4700, 4717, 5580, 5952.5, 6025, 6105 and 6135. He says all other stations listed are off the air, some for a long time, others possibly temporarily. Radio Juan 23 is planning to return to shortwave with a new transmitter. And I point out that there's another one for which there may be some hope, since it was reported as recently as last October, Radio Fides, varying just below 6155 and even on its second frequency, 9625, so keep an ear on those. And Stig also clarifies the names of some of the stations. The one on 4717 is just Radio Jura, not Radio Jatun, etc., as listed in some places. And the one on 6025 is Red Patria Nueva, not Radio Patria Nueva. Furthermore, 5580, Radio San Jose, is very irregular. Via Dario Monferrini, Playdx, Roberto Pavanello in Italy exclaims, Radio Cultura, Manaus, Brazil, is reactivated on 4845, heard February 1st at 2305 with a sufficient signal during soccer. From Cassiano Alves Macedo, producer of the DX program on Rádio Aparecida, São Paulo, Brazil, news about that station he's asked me to publicize. They have replaced their transmitter on 5035, and it's at reduced power, making adjustments. So reception reports are desired in order to help them adjust it as best they can. 5035. Reports may be sent to him. Consult the website www.afigures12.com. Encodo de Chiche is carried on this and the other Aparecida frequencies Saturdays at 19 to 20 Brazilian time, which is currently 21 UT, but after DST ends February 16th, it'll be at 22 UT. Oh, it's not clear to me whether the transmitter now in 5035 is a new one, which is temporarily at reduced power, or it's an old one as a replacement, and that's as much power as it can run, whatever that power may be. Last week we had a report that Rádio Gaúcha Brazil on 11915 had started carrying programs of another station instead, FM 99.9, Rádio Novo Tempo from Novo Hamburgo. Following up on that, in the Rádio Escutas group, William View says he emailed Rádio Novo Tempo about the shortwave transmissions via 11915 and got a reply saying, "We have not bought those frequencies. In fact, we don't know exactly what's going on. We apparently do not expect to be on those frequencies, but we've been receiving tens of emails about this situation." And he was going to contact the RBS group to find out what's happening. Dario Monferrini, Playdex, points out this change in programming also applies to their other frequency, 6020. That was as of February 3rd. However, a little later on that date, another item, this from Renato Uliana in São Paulo State, says Rádio Gaúcha has resumed normal programming on 11915 after relaying that other station the previous week. He suggests it may have been a pilot test for some future arrangement. And William View confirms also on February 3rd that 6020 had resumed normal Rádio Gaúcha programming. As I mentioned before, Rádio Nacional Amazônia was more than 3 kHz off frequency, just above 11783 since January 25th. I've kept checking, and finally on February 4th, I found them back on the correct frequency, 11780.0 at 0630. The night before, they were still on the wrong frequency, but with no modulation. It seems that cross-country checkup Saturday afternoons on CBC now has some competition from a commercial nationwide talk program via David Yost's AM Switch column in National Radio Club DX News, February 3rd, quoting MilkmanUnlimited.com. Chorus Entertainment announces the premiere of Canadians Talk, a live interactive series, debate, discussion, and insight on timely issues that resonate with Canadians. The first one, at least, originated with their station in Vancouver, CKNW 980, and airs live across all time zones. They give the local times, of course, but those convert to 0200 UT. They don't say how long it lasts or which days of the week. The other stations are CHQR 770 and CHED 630 in Alberta, CJOB 680 in Manitoba, CHML 900, CFPL 980, and CFMJ 640 in Ontario. Using a remote receiver in Vancouver, Wolfgang Büschel measured the frequency of the CBC relay on 6160. Actually, it's 11 hertz low, but he says at local range it splatters all the way from 6144.8 to 6173.4. Meanwhile, the other CBC, way off in St. John's, Newfoundland, CKZN, is 15 hertz lower, at least it was on this occasion, January 31st, 6159.974. Marcos Cox in Chile reports to the Condicionalist hearing the rarely reported time signal station from his own country. I assume it's on a very limited schedule and not really intended for the public, since it's in a marine band on 4228. Call sign is CBV, and this was February 1st, around 0100 UT, giving a official Chilean time on upper sideband. Trouble is, it was 2 hours off. At O1UT, they said it was 20 hours instead of 2200, which is the current summer time in Chile. And it went off the air at 0105. A day never goes by without something amiss at Radio Havana Cuba, which I document as much as possible from at least my own monitoring. But here's something of particular note. February 3rd at 12:51, in fact as early as 12:18, I noticed that RHC was missing from one of its usual frequencies, 9550. It autoblized China's service in Vietnamese, so the frequency was still communist-controlled. I at first assumed Havana was just off the air, but then tuning further at 12:51, I found it instead on 9155. Way out of band, of course, and you guessed it, 9155 is a well-known spy numbers frequency, except it's supposed to be numbering only at 10 to 10:55 UT 4 days a week, including the day I heard it on a Monday. So the slopperator at Radio Cuba must have failed to QSY it between 10:55 and Havana's opening at 1200. By 13:52, 9550 was finally back on the air instead of 9155, but that was just a few minutes before it was scheduled to close down anyway. Via Southgate, via OPDX, via ODXA, Cubans are now allowed to operate on the 60-meter band, that is, amateurs, unlike some other countries where there are about five discrete frequencies allowed. In Cuba, since January 22nd, there is a continuous 12 kilohertz segment, 5418 to 5430 in CWSSB or some digital modes. Transmitting power is limited to 50 watts. In the Arctic Radio Club, Bent Erickson reports via Medium Wave News about the Greek broadcasting situation. The station heard on 729 kilohertz. Eliniki Dimosis Radiophonia is now the new official name and ID. Dimosis means official or common, as heard in the late evenings in Sweden. And Patrick Robich in Austria informs that two other medium wave frequencies, 1512 and 1260, were still running with the old ID as rebel stations. So far on shortwave, I've only been hearing the old ID, not inserting the word Dimosis in between Eliniki Radiophonia. Philip Hiscock in Newfoundland has been listening closer than I have and trying to match what he's hearing on shortwave with some of the streamed programs on the web via ertopen.com, but could not make a match. More details on his report in the new DX Listing Digest 14-06, as soon as it's published, via worldofradio.com. For more about the scandalous comments of the new head of NHK in Japan, I'll refer you to these stories in the press. February 2nd in the New York Times, headlined, "News Giant in Japan Seen as Being Compromised." Thanks to Jim Renfrew and Mike Cooper for sending that on to us. And there's a BBC news story on the web. Governor of Japan broadcaster NHK denies Nanjing massacre when 300,000 died in World War II. Thanks to Gerald T. Pollard for that one. I'm afraid this is extremely damaging to NHK World and Radio Japan's credibility, not only about those subjects, but all subjects. In reporting from HFCC in Kuala Lumpur on Wavescan, Jerry Plummer mentions a conversation with a representative from Jordan about their 500-kilowatt transmitter on 12090, which they pledged to keep plenty far away from WWCR on 12160. But Jordan has been completely gone from shortwave for years. Dr. Jerry apparently believes the Jordanian that the thing is really on the air, or will be, in A14. Don't bet on it. These expense-paid trips to HFCC twice a year are just a junket for a lot of lucky frequency managers who pretend to broadcast. And Jordan continues to register several other wooden channels, 9830, 11775, 11810, 11960, and 15290. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1707. Our thanks this week for financial support from Chuck Ermatinger in St. Louis, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. By that method, contributions need not necessarily be in U.S. funds, as PayPal will convert them, or by U.S. dollar check or money order on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702, USA. Responding to an inquiry about whether there is any streaming audio available from Voice of Korea from the North, Mark Fay in Australia replies to the DX Listening Digest group. If you speak Korean, all is not lost. Voice of Korea and KCBS programs are recorded in segments and assembled to make the broadcast each day. You never hear a mistake. That's because nothing seems to happen live. The audio wave files that make up each segment can be found in some dark corners of the internet, if you can read a little Korean. And he provides a rundown of one 50-minute broadcast, with each segment timed to the second. He says you can listen to the above files joined together as it sounds on the air, as I've assembled them as an MP3 on SoundCloud.com. If you attend my two sessions at the Winter SWL Fest in Pennsylvania in March, you will learn just about everything there is to know about the media of North Korea. I'll be preparing a handout that will describe how to access these files so you can grab them each day, together with lots of other interesting things. A lot of what I will be presenting has never been heard before, so come along. And Mark Fay says after the presentation, I will put a link to the notes here in the DX Listening Digest group. Mark Fay's inside info about North Korea come from several trips he's made there and managed to smuggle out sensitive material, all in preparation for a book he's about to publish later this year, The Guide to the Propaganda and Media of North Korea, or at the website with advance info about it, behindthecurtain.asia. Mexico's only active shortwave station, Radio Educación 6185, nominally closes down at 0600 UT, but the carrier often stays on much later. And on February 2nd, I was still hearing modulation, Spanish music and talk, as late as 0639. Wolfgang Büschel was also listening on that date, and it stayed on until 0700. But don't count on it. Certainly don't expect it to stay on the air all night, as it once did. In his DSWCI DX window, Anker Peterson in Denmark reports that Mongolian radio Altai on exactly 4830 is now much stronger than during the past 3 or 4 months, as heard January 15th at midnight UT with Mongolian songs, parallel to stronger 4895. Ron Howard in California has been listening further to Myanmar radio on 9730 for the English lessons from Radio Australia. Now appears they are scheduled Mondays at 11 UT and repeated at the same time on Wednesdays. Or rather, I should not say the same time, because on the previous Monday they were already going with the lessons at 10:45, and Victor Gunatilak in Sri Lanka said it started at 10:30 on February 3rd. The Voice of Nigeria has two shortwave transmitter sites, the old one at Ikorodu and the newer one at Abuja. Some of their transmissions are on frequencies about a tenth of a kilohertz low. Now you would think that would be from the old site, as the newer transmitters would be more accurate, but Torsten Hallmann in Germany of Africa List says it's just the opposite. The Hausa transmissions, which are off frequency, are via the Abuja site. They are at 0728 to 0800, just below 7255, 08 to 09, and 20 to 21 below 9690, and 21 to 22 below 11770. I was hearing that last one myself. Yet another format change for our Enid expander on 1640, still known as KZLS. It's been True Oldies for a couple of months, people enjoying the music. Thanks to Artie Bigley for spotting this on the reactivated radioinsight.com board posted by Lance Venta. They're shifting True Oldies into talk since February 3rd. Reed Mullins, who had hosted a talk show on KTOK 1000 until last August, is now on 1640 from Oklahoma City, daily from 7 to 10 a.m., probably meaning Monday through Friday, 13 to 16 UT. And indeed, I've been hearing him, but he says there's still True Oldies the other 21 hours a day. For now. Via Bob Wilkner, Dan Sheedy in California reports that he heard English at an unexpected time from Radio Sultanate of Oman, 15140. The English hour is normally 14 to 15 UT, but January 21st at 1510 past 1535, there was More English, a program called The Modern Family, an interview with an Islamic scholar. There was an ID at half past the hour and still more of that English program. In medium wave news, Paul Crankshaw in Scotland reports hearing the Puerto Rican X-band station WGIT in Canovanas on 1660 with a joint ID with WEGA 1350 in Vega Baja, Puerto Rico, in Spanish, of course, uniting the Christian family via radio and internet. This was January 18th at 0306. David Koenig reminds us about the exotic Russian station on the air only 3 hours a week and only on the 11-meter band, 25900, Fridays, starting at 1200 UT. It's radio MTUCI. He was hearing it best via a remote receiver in Italy, where the signal was stronger and clearer than he's ever heard it, he says, until it fell off a cliff into an abyss of noise at 1230 UT, January 31st. It was first heard at 1159 with rock music and introductory studio chat in Russian. It did not start with an ID as usual, and there was no ID until 1227. A recorded one saying, Radio Moskovsky Technicheski Universitet Svyazi Informatiki. The station nickname has been rendered in English as Radio Green Eyes, but Alexander Jadischov in Ukraine says the proper translation is Radio Magic Eye. Green Eye stands for the Magic Eye Tube in Russian. Every month as contracts come and go, there are schedule shakeups concerning the Overcomer Ministry. For example, Brother Scare was on WRMI 72 transmitter hours per day during January, but in February, it's back to only 48, with the deletion of the transmissions in the daytime on 11825 and at night on 7570. So it's back to the number of hours he had in December. Furthermore, his expanded hours on WBCQ have gone away again. Larry Wills says, since February 1st, no longer on 5110, and only 3 hours a night on 7490 Sunday through Thursday at 0100, plus Saturday at 14 for 4 hours on 15420. However, World of Radio will, for the time being at least, stay at the same hour on Area 51 via WBCQ 5110, which is UT Mondays at 0400. Larry Well says there will be other programming around midnight to 02 UT, including repeats of various WBCQ programming, such as Marion's Attic. Oh, by the way, you may still hear Brother Scare on 7490 between 06 and 08, but instead of WBCQ now, it's via WHRI, moved down from 7520. And he's no longer on 3215 WWCR. Victor Gunatelica tells us of a new transmission from Trincomalee, Sri Lanka. It's a one-hour program since January 25th to North Korea on 11860, 13 to 14 UT. Except on Sundays, it extends until 1430. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan explains it's the voice of the wilderness, replacing Dushanbe Tajikistan on the same frequency. In the NASA flash sheet, Rich DeAngelo reports on his latest expedition inside Pennsylvania, hearing the Voice of Africa coming to you from Sudan Radio in English on 9505, January 27th at 17:59. They closed the English service and went to dead air at 18:28, back into Arabic after 18:29. The reports of Suriname's only shortwave station, Radio Apinti in Paramaribo, on 4990. Scott Barber in New Hampshire heard it January 31st at 0659 to 0711 with a variety of music and apparently announcing in Dutch. Fair to good, he says. Also reported by Bob Wilkner in Florida, January 31st, the same date, a bit later, tentatively at 0930. Into music at 0940, fair signal with fades. It may have been in Dutch at 947. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says it's a very tiny signal under threshold, but measured on 4989.989, February 2nd at 0655. Tajik Radio 4765 is a well-known harmonic producer, especially when it lands in the middle of a ham band, 14295. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports to Australian DX News that he heard their fourth harmonic, but it was a tiny signal, January 24th at 0800 on 19060. It was better on 14295, and the second harmonic, 9530, often noted, was underneath CNR1. Only one of the three previous transmissions of Tatarstan Wave had remained on shortwave in January, but now that one is also gone, says Ivo Ivanov, as of February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. No signal at 0810 UT on 12095. A big shakeup in British broadcasting via Mike Terry. Biz Asia reports February 5th. Administrators confirm Sunrise Radio sale to Leica Media. So it's the end of an era. On 1458 AM, formerly Sunrise Radio, that's the 125-kilowatt transmitter, as well as several lower-powered frequencies. Congratulations to our longtime affiliate in Idaho, Radio Free Moscow, KRFP, which has increased coverage on 90.3 FM, so it's no longer a low-power station on 92.5, including World of Radio, Sundays at 6 AM Pacific Time. It's a fine progressive station, also streaming via radiofreemoscow.org. And remember our newest shortwave time on WRMI 9955, Wednesdays at 14 UT. NBCDX, Costa Konstantinidis in Cyprus reports still hearing the English hour from Yemen on 6135, before and after 1830 UT, January 30th, says it is irregular. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices no higher than 8 and 3, mostly 5 and 2 through March 1st. Solar flux peaking at 210 February 6th and declining to 130 February 15th and rising again to 200 by March 1st. And that concludes another World of Radio, number 1707. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative. And we'll make a point of hearing me again next week.